and Josh Hodson back with you on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. A special announcement. And Josh Peterson is here. And if you're watching, by the way, on the 1620thezone.com, 1620 The Zone TV, now you can see him. There he is. He's at his house. Now we just have to find a way to turn him on and not have it echo. But we've never had a guest on StreamYard before, Josh. This is why this is probably an issue for us. Josh says, I can read lips. He says, Josh says, I know why it's doing that, and I could specifically tell you what to do.
Yeah.
But we can't hear him.
Is this it? Are we doing this? Yeah. Josh, go ahead and fix it if you can.
No. This is going to be hard for us. We can't hear him.
He says he can fix it, so.
He says he can fix it?
Yeah. We're chatting.
We'll fix it then.
A little back channeling. Turn up his audio. I think you're good.
No.
No.
I can't hear you. No.
No.
Not at all.
Might need to call.
This is a major announcement. Remember, this is a major announcement.
Major. It's huge.
Wait, Josh says he knows why now.
Look at him. Oh.
He's like a mime if you're watching with us on the stream.
It really is, because you can read his lips. It's interesting because I cannot read lips.
He's doing like, wait, one second. Good. We'll try it this way. Try it this way.
Oh, I hear him. I hear him typing.
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
I can hear you now. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm hearing an echo.
Ooh, that's
so I'm hearing myself back.
That's on you.
Is it good?
How about that?
I mean,
can you hear me?
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, yeah, it's this is way behind the scenes, but you have to have the studio, you have to have the studio on, and you have to have the producer cam muted.
Yeah.
Apparently, the people who were watching could hear the entire thing the entire time.
They love telling us that, which is great because it actually does help.
That was awesome radio, guys.
It was.
How are you?
Good, good, Josh. What is going on today?
Well, I just put out a poll question that triggered some people, so that's I think how we're kind of starting.
Oh, was it a thought exercise?
Well, I guess I should have put thought exercise. So I basically, you know, we're probably at the finish line, right? It seems like a coach is going to be announced at some point fairly soon.
In marathon terms, I would say we're on the final, mile or two here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's the toughest part because you're at the very end. Your legs are a little sore. So I put out a poll question and I consulted, by the way, I consulted a local media member and I basically said, hey, you know, on Twitter, you only have four options, right? Mm-hmm. And so I knew one of the options was going to be the field. And so I decided to narrow down who's Nebraska's next coach. And so here's the three coaches that I had. I had Lance Leipold, I had Chris Klieman, and I had Jeff Munkin.
Oh, my God.
Or the field, and this is triggering people.
How has Jeff Munkin made the top three?
Well, ask that to Trev Alberts in a week.
Trev, I know you didn't hire him, but how did Jeff Munkin make it to the finish line?
How did Munkin make it to the... So I asked this question, and the first thing was like, who came up with this list? Well, I did. That's why I put out the poll question. I'm the list maker.
And everybody that's put something like this out there over the last couple of weeks has gave us the disclaimer of, well, there still could be a surprise, and still could be a surprise, but I don't disagree with this, Josh. This seems like we're looking at Leipold and Klieman, right?
Yeah. You think so?
I mean, that's what it feels like, but...
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out if one of those guys signed a deal. I mean, you know, like, Leipold has had the contract sitting on his desk, which I always love the idea of, like, his desk is neatly organized, and then there's, like, this Kansas contract sitting in the corner, and the Nebraska one sitting in the other corner.
When the World Herald does their book, and they, you know, they do a bunch of drawings of Lance Leipold, it will say, you know, just in big letters on one sheet of paper, Kansas extension, and then it'll have him like sitting there like this, and then on the other side of the table it'll say Nebraska contract just in bold, and then he'll end up signing the Nebraska contract.
Yeah, so you have him, and then on the other hand you have Klieman, who didn't so much sign a new deal as he has like an extension that kicks in, so like he has that part of his contract
and the buyout didn't change. Right.
Yeah, and then you have Munkin, and people are honking for him. So you know,
I don't know
that's kind of where we're at. Right.
I don't see anybody.
Or the field.
How's the poll question going so far? What are the results?
Let's go back to it real fast. The early responses. The field I think was winning when I checked it 5 seconds ago. So let's check it again.
The field is
winning. 41.3% of the vote say the field. Or I guess I wrote other. Chris Klieman, second with 34.6% of the vote. Leipold, 19.8%. And people are honking only 4.2% of people are honking for honking.
So
that's where we're at.
That was the thing where we came up with earlier. Like, if we can, we haven't been able to reach a consensus, and we certainly won't, unless it's Jeff Monken, and everybody will just say, why is this happening? Why is this happening to us?
I think
that will be the one time we can make it. We can have a consensus as a Nebraska fan base.
Absolutely. You know, we talked a lot about behind the scenes at the Zone about, hey, what are we doing when a coach is announced? What day? Yada, yada, yada. I just will say this. I volunteer to give up my shift if it's Monken to literally anybody else.
Oh, you mean
Robbie,
like
Jimmy.
What about like a listener?
Yeah. Joe and Phoenix, Nick, whoever want. If it's Monken, feel free. Anybody can do it. My dad, he could fill in. I don't really care.
How would you even sell that? Like, first of all, it's going to be, I mean, this last 2 months, and as you noted on Twitter, Josh, on said poll question, 71 days.
71 days. Man.
71 days. It's been a long time. And one thing that has become abundantly clear to people is not firing Scott Frost after last year was a mistake. And then firing Scott Frost so early has created this situation where we've talked ourselves out of every possible candidate that there is. So if at the end of this long extended search, they end up with Jeff Monken, it is going to be impossible to, like, there's no way that Trev Alberts will, his approval rating will go straight down the toilet if that, if that happens.
You know how by the time you get to the NFL draft, like even the best quarterback prospect of all time is like, this guy sucks. That's kind of what's happened. Now, look, if I would have told you on, September 12th, this is the final three, and who knows? I don't know if it is. It's just the list.
Right.
But if I told you, I think there would have been some, I think people could have really talked themselves into Klieman. Like, I don't know why anyone would be anti-Klieman at this point, but I could see why the other two coaches.
Why do people not like Leipold? What happened with Leipold?
They lose. I don't know, man.
They lost to Texas, Connor.
Oh, yeah.
Get it either. Guys, I am so confused because I have sensed it. I've talked to a lot of people over the last week, and the Leipold stands are almost non-existent now. Where like a month and a half ago, people were all over Lance Leipold.
Oh, six wins, not enough.
Yeah.
This is
Nebraska's won six combined games over the last two seasons, but six at Kansas isn't enough. Come on.
When he came out as a coach who we knew would be involved in this search pretty much no matter what, and he was a name that was mentioned at the start, it was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Well, and then they went on a run at Kansas and they were undefeated and they had College game day and all that stuff. And now just because they've lost a couple times, and remember, it's still Kansas, and they're trying to build them brand new athletic facilities and a new stadium and like all this stuff. And they're really investing to try and keep Lance Leipold. Nebraska will, if they will have gotten Lance Leipold as their coach, will have won a great battle with Kansas in order to get Lance Leipold, and in their case, keep Lance Leipold. It would be a good get for Nebraska. I really believe
that. Yeah, it would have been a legitimate, like, bidding, I don't know if I want to call it a war, but a bidding something with Kansas, and they would have won the battle. Like, that's pretty impressive if that's what ultimately happened. Yeah.
So, anyway, I don't know what happened. Okay, well, we're looking forward to this thing finishing up here in the matter of 5 or 6 days, whatever it might be. If it goes,
I have the poll question set to last all the way until about like 3:05 on Friday afternoon. So plenty of time to vote if you want to do so right now.
Very important. Go at Josh Tweeterson right now on Twitter. Other, name him, has 43% of the vote at the
name
moment.
Him.
So there's going to be a lot
name
of
names.
Going to be a lot of replies to that one, Josh.
Yippee. Is this the announcement? Josh announcing he has a poll question?
Yes.
That'd be awesome if that was. Yeah.
Thanks, Josh. See you later.
All right. Bye, guys. Keep voting. Thanks for voting.
I heard a rumor this morning, not about the coaching search.
Oh.
About something that I'm not sure that I want to. We're just going to leave it to Josh to talk about this, and then what could happen after this game potentially on Friday. There was something special that happened last year that you guys did that I watched from afar because I was not here yet.
Oh, that's right. You weren't here.
But I did appreciate it, and it started off as a bit, and it started off as, I believe, an obituary that said, see those obituaries out there that say, hey, I wish, Nebraska football would you know, lower me into my grave so they could let me down one more time. In this case, it was, when I pass, please place an irresponsibly large bet on Nebraska football to beat Iowa. Now, Nebraska in the preseason line was +6.5 on the look-ahead line last year. Would have been an amazing bet. Would have been a great bet. You would have got great value. When Nebraska played Iowa on Black Friday, by the time they kicked off, Nebraska was a 3.5-point favorite to win the game. Now, they were up 21-6 and lost. People forget that. So the bet that you guys ended up placing last year was a money line bet?
So, yeah, what we ended up doing was, because the fundraiser blew up a little too quickly for Jack Mitchell and my liking, and we were worried about tax fraud, kind of, and getting in trouble and these types of things. So what we did was we decided to move the majority of what ended up being the donations onto a GoFundMe for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Nebraska, and then we kept aside $1,000. So we placed a $1,000 bet on Nebraska on the money line. And so, as you said, since they were a favorite, I think we would have won like $900 if Nebraska would have been able to hold on to that victory. Of course, Scott Frost let Nebraska fans down and a lot of other people. He let the kids down one more time.
Hates with children.
With that horrific loss. But we also raised half. We raised over $11,000.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it went pretty viral.
It did. It went pretty viral. And so we did that, and it was a great time. So we ended up donating $11,000 to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Nebraska. And earlier this year, I believe it was for the North Dakota game, Todd Munson, who was one of the sons who wrote the obituary for Milt, he came back to Nebraska. He lives out in Cali now, went to the game with all these children, had a great time. And so we figured that we would run it back. Now, you just said something a moment ago, viral. The for Milt this year, definitely not as viral as it was last year when that thing took over the internet. We've raised $100 so far, so we're nowhere near the $11,000. But it's gonna, now we're about to start bringing in the donations. I'm gonna tweet out a link after the interview. But Josh had a really good idea. So Josh, I'm gonna turn it over to you now to talk about what your idea was to maybe spice this thing up a little bit for year two.
Well, somebody asked on Twitter on Friday, hey, how much money would it take to, because Ravi and I, in the midday show Friday, we were talking about applying to be the Duke's Mayo Bowl Mayo Dumper.
Yes.
And somebody said, how much money would it take to raise for charity for John Bishop, who famously hates mayo, to be dunked in mayo?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, well, self, John would never do that because he hates mayonnaise. What a great way to raise money for charity, because there's no way this audience will hit the number and I will A, look like a hero because I don't have to be dumped in mayo, and B, raise money for the kids. Not enough money to get dumped in mayo, but also, you know, look like a hero because I'm willing.
What is going on?
What? This big dumb audience can't raise money for charity.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've only raised $100 so far. Tough luck.
Wait. So finish what you were about to say. What are you going to do?
If this audience can raise $2,500 for charity by the Iowa kickoff time, right? That's the time?
After the game? How about after the game?
Okay. After the game. First, sure. I'm confident. Whatever.
Okay.
I will take a Duke's Mayo style mayo bath if this audience can raise our goal for charity, $2,500. Josh is going to tweet out the link. You're not going to be able to hit that number. And it's fine. Like, you tried. But you'll get close, and I won't have to take a mayo bath.
But you'll end up at like 24 or 49, something like that.
And it'll be great. And
yeah,
I win.
So
you win. The kids win.
The kids win.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this functionally real quick, just in case. Okay. In the event that they do raise $2,500.
They won't, but okay.
there's a kiddie pool full of mayonnaise. Is that what we're saying here?
I still need to hammer out some logistics, but it's great content for 1620 The Zone TV, of which we are all appearing on right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll sit in the studio, I don't know, right over there. The mic
we'll have to get some
plastic
stuff on the floor,
this
definitely.
It's not happening in the studio.
Oh, it has to happen in the studio. Where else would it happen?
Outside? I don't know.
Well, it's cold. Freezing out there. It'd be frozen.
Oh,
he freeze to death.
It's like 50 degrees today.
Well,
he died surrounded by mayonnaise.
So we're going to dump mayonnaise on you?
You're going to try, if. But you're not.
If. I mean, guys.
Big if.
Yeah.
Hit the 2,500. It's not going to take. I hope one person just comes in by the end of this interview.
One donation.
The White Knight is like, yeah, okay, it's over. When's the mail, Beth?
So a couple comments real fast on the YouTube. Dion, perpetually negative Dion, says it never is proved it actually goes to charity. If you go to the GoFundMe, there is literally, what? I know we've been talking a lot about check marks recently, usually blue check marks, but if you go to the GoFundMe, it literally has the check mark. This is confirmed. I can show you the tweets, Dion, if you would like to see it. But yes, the children, they got to go to a football game earlier this year. It was a great time for the kids. Also, Andy points out you can write it off on your taxes. So there you go. It's a nice tax break for you, too.
What an amazing conspiracy theory.
Right? I pocketed 11 grand instead of giving it to
that
children.
Josh Peterson stole $11,000 because this is all an elaborate ruse.
I'm worried about Dion. Dion's been having a rough season. He's very, very, very mad. Always mad because Scott Frost was a bad coach. Dion, I tried to tell you years ago.
No, here's the positive part. If you guys donate $2,500, we get a split $2,500 because we're not donating it to charity, and Josh still has to take the mayo bath.
They won't do it.
Yeah, so yeah, even if you look at it from the negative standpoint, it's still a positive.
Costs are up all over this great country of ours. No one's got the extra money to shell out for kids. So $2,500.
Give it to us, and that
might
the
as
cost.
Well be $7 million. I ain't taking a mayo.
I don't know why Josh has volunteered himself for this, but I'm
He's
here.
A good
for
American.
It. I really enjoy this. Okay, so this is the new hashtag for Milt.
Yep, it's for Milt and for mayonnaise. I guess is what we're doing here.
Mayo for Milt.
Yep.
For Milt and for mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
The logistics will be figured out. Josh, you're going to take a mayo bath. You know that, right?
No, I don't know that. In fact, I volunteered because I'm so sure that I will not be taking a mayo bath.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to guarantee on top of this just to get them all out of the way?
I guarantee Nebraska will never be a 30-point underdog again.
No, that's already mine. I stole Hot that take. One. I took that one already.
We will spend the month of December saying the phrase Mike Riley 2.0 an annoying amount of times. I guarantee it.
Well, if they hire Monken. They hire Monken. Oh, by the way, guys, one more thing to add on to this. We are competing with a radio station in Iowa, Rock 108. I've been talking with one of their DJs, Brian. I don't know how much they're raising, but we're in a competition right now.
Do they get to take a mayo bath?
What was that?
Do they have to take a mayo bath?
No, they just want bragging rights, I believe. So, look, Iowa's going to beat Nebraska on the field on Friday. Don't let them beat you, you know, in the voting booth, if you will. Don't let them beat you in the fundraising booth as well. Help us dump mayonnaise all over Josh and raise money for the kids.
Yeah, please. Oh, my God. Yeah. Thank you for throwing that in there. That should provide some incentive for people. Josh, are you a little more concerned now?
Not really. This audience seems pretty lazy.
They're all probably taking a day off. Lazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lazy millennials.
Not going to work Wednesday. Definitely not working this week. Oh, Creighton plays in the afternoon. Oh, okay.
Nebraska,
I need to take a day off.
Will triumphantly get their fourth win on Friday. Josh will have to take a mayo bath because people donated $2,500, which is a measly, very simple number that anybody could just come up with right now if they just wanted to. And we will crush the dumb radio station in Iowa.
Super dumb.
Take that, dumb Iowa station. Plus, it's an FM station. Can we get their signal, too?
Oh, we can just
steal
their
radio and be on the FM.
And then we hijack their signal forever.
Winner gets the stick.
Exactly.
Okay, Josh, great announcement. Very good.
Thank you. Hopefully, Michael is okay with it. Michael often triggered about anything that we ever say on the radio, but hopefully he'll be okay with this news. Michael, I hope you're okay with it.
Yeah, Michael was a little triggered before when he was let down by all of our announcements of all time.
Yeah, I complimented the Bills one time, and Michael was very mad because he's a Chiefs guy. He was very triggered. I ain't worried about the Bills.
Chiefs fans are sensitive.
Tony tweets in. He says, I think more people would donate money if they knew you were dumping mayo on the mayo hater, John Bishop. Josh, do you have anything to say about mayonnaise?
Look, if John wants to join me, he's more than welcome to. He's a coward.
He's in Hawaii.
Yeah.
What if you went and hugged him after you got dumped with mayonnaise?
There's an idea.
A surprise mayonnaise hug.
Genius idea.
We'll get a different flavored mayo, one that Josh really hates.
Like that.
I don't know. We got some details to iron out when the people donate the $2,500.
They won't.
Okay. Josh, thanks for joining.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. I'm happy we figured out the technical difficulties. That was fun.
We will talk to you after the Creighton game ends, after Creighton wins.
Yeah, yeah. Jack Mitchell and I on at some point today. I don't know when. Four, maybe?
I would say, yeah, if they take like a 20-minute, half-hour post-game show, yeah, call it 4 o'clock. Yeah.
I never know how long the post-game shows are going to last when they're at a neutral site. It's always different because sometimes Matt can join them, sometimes he can't. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Jack and I on at 4. And
sometimes they shuffle you off to get to the next game.
Yeah. Plenty of time to talk about honking for monking. Mm-hmm.
Hey, how much have you guys talked about Nebraska-Wisconsin today? I'm just trying to prepare myself. How much will I have to talk about Nebraska-Wisconsin?
I think it was about 7 to 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That sounds great.
I had a good rundown there. Yeah,
perfect.
We had other stuff to talk about.
All right, good.
Bye, Josh.
Thanks for having me on.
That's Josh Peterson, who is king of the announcements and has announced another thing on 1620 The Zone. That's right. Josh will be mayo bathing himself.
No, I won't.
Only if you donate $2,500. Link will be out there on Twitter here momentarily. If not already, we'll give it a retweet and pump that thing. We want to make sure Josh suffocates in mayonnaise.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Suffocates?
Yep.
I don't think we want him to suffocate.
In 1 week, you will have to pay up on this bet, and I'm excited about it. We'll come back with Mike Sauter from Memorial Stadium. Talk a little Class A final tonight, next on 1620 The Zone.